It's damp and chilly, but almost sunny, as about 100 people gather to watch the first ceremonial shovels full of dirt get turned over on a narrow sliver of grass west of downtown Medford. As the dignitaries finish their speeches, trucks and heavy equipment gear up to prepare the site for 14 bare-bones housing units. The project will be called Hope Village. Amidst the bustle, Heather Everett beams the smile of someone who's pulled off a plan despite heavy odds.
It's amazing to finally get to this point after 3 years of research and development. To finally get to have a piece of property and to have approval from the city is a milestone.
Everett is administrative director at Rogue Retreat, a nonprofit that provides housing and life skills support for homeless people in the Rogue Valley. She and a group of volunteers have modeled Hope Village on similar projects in the region, including Quixote Village in Olympia and Opportunity Village in Eugene. Those projects and others use tiny houses with shared sanitary and kitchen facilities as transitional housing for homeless folks, many of whom have been illegally camping in parks and other public spaces. Michael LeConte is part of the organizing group. He's also going to be one of the first homeless people to take up residence in Hope Village. I ask LeConte what difference that's going to make in his life.
The main difference it's going to make right now is a safe place for me to lock up my things. I don't have to worry about anybody coming into my camp and raiding it. I don't have to worry about the police coming in and telling me I can't be there.
LeConte stands surveying the site of his soon-to-be new home with his companion, Khaleesi, a small black lab. He says even though the tiny house will only be 80 square feet, simply having a secure, private space will be huge.
Yeah, definitely. Having a key to my own place like that is a definite step up from what I have now.
Andrew Heben says people with homes often don't appreciate how powerful the simple act of locking your own door can be.
Oftentimes, people experiencing homelessness are forced to live their entire lives in the public realm, so I think that's a pretty big thing.
Heben is an urban planner and author of the book Tent City Urbanism. He's also a co-founder of Opportunity Village in Eugene. He says tiny house villages, joined with a cooperative self-governance program, are a viable alternative to the traditional top-down shelter model of dealing with homelessness.
It's based on involving the people that live there and making decisions about the way that their community is operated and maintained.
Residents in these projects are expected to take active part in sanitation, security, and kitchen duties, as well as participating in cooperative decision-making. Given the opportunity and some support, Heben says, homeless people have proven they will rise to meet those responsibilities. And he says it's relatively cheap.
Our Opportunity Village project here in Eugene operates for $5 per person per night.
Until funding is available for permanent housing for everyone who needs it, Heben says, intermediate solutions such as tiny house villages will fill an otherwise unaddressed need. Will Hope Village spark similar projects elsewhere in Southern Oregon? Lee Madsen hopes so. Madsen heads a nonprofit homeless service agency in nearby Ashland.
Every city around us has been taking actions on how to solve the homeless situation. The fact that it's happening here in Medford now means that everybody in the Rogue Valley, including the city of Ashland, where I live and serve, has to take notice.
The concept of tiny house villages as an approach to homelessness is catching on beyond the Northwest. Currently, there are villages in Los Angeles, Dallas, Nashville, Syracuse, and a growing number of other communities around the country. The combination of relatively low cost, plus an organizing structure that supports the dignity and personal growth of the residents, is proving its appeal as communities continue to struggle with the complex issues surrounding homelessness. Liam Moriarty, GPR News.